美语训练班内容丰富，大家都喜欢。
学习美语并不难，关键三个字：不偷懒。
哎 ，Donny， 你也会说顺口溜啊？
一般一般，全国第三。一如 ，Let's give our audience a preview of today's show, shall we？
好啊，好啊，今天的这节课啊，我们要去一个生日派对上蹭饭。
啊哈 ，These guests are called party crashers。
要和老朋友聊聊自己的社交生活。
I've been having trouble finding a job, but at least my social life is pretty good.
要看扑克牌大赛。
See, that guy was just dealt a really good hand.
还要告诉大家用美语怎么说顶尖的、最好的。
That sounds good, but I also want to listen to the program about office politics. Is that in the program today?
你是说那个讲办公室权力斗争的礼节美语吗？别着急，这个我们也会教。
Fantastic.
不过啊，咱们还是先来个简单的，花一分钟学一个词儿。
Learn a word.
Today we're going to learn the word
outdoor. Outdoor is spelled O-U-T-D-O-O-R. Outdoor.
Outdoor, 户外的。
Outdoor activities.
室外活动。
New York City's ban on outdoor smoking, including parks and beaches, went into effect last Monday.
纽约市有关户外吸烟的禁令上星期一开始生效，禁烟场所包括公园和海滩在内。
Most outdoor swimming pools in our area opened for business this past weekend.
我们所在地区的大多数室外游泳池都从上周末开始营业。
With summer approaching, outdoor cookouts will soon be in full swing.
随着夏天的来临，室外烧烤马上就会进入高潮。好的，今天我们学习的词是
outdoor, outdoor, outdoor。
哎，说到这个 outdoor barbecue 户外烧烤，那可是 one of my favorite summer activities， 我最爱的夏日活动之一。
I love it too, and I'm really good at it.You should try my barbecue chicken wings. They're the best.
这么说，你是个烤鸡翅专家咯。
那当然呢。I'm the be-all and end-all barbecue expert.
Be-all and end-all? 哎，这不是我们今天要教的词吗？
没错，我们来收听美国习惯用语。
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第934讲，我是杨林。
Well, sure, Doug Johnson.
我的一个朋友找了份新工作，公司的条件可好了，薪水高，待遇好，办公楼里就有专为雇员准备的医院、健身房和幼儿园。说心里话，我真有些嫉妒这个朋友。不过我也想到了一个习惯用语，那就是
be all and end all. Be is spelled B-E.All is spelled A-L-L and end, E-N-D. Be all and end all.
Be all and end all, 意思是顶尖的、最好的。
Where my friend is going to be working strikes me as being the be all and end all.
我觉得我朋友的工作待遇简直是好的不能再好了。不过我朋友自己很谦虚，并没有把自己的好工作逢人就讲。但是下面这段话中的妈妈就不一样了，我们来听一听。
My sister-in-law is constantly boasting. She doesn't know anyone who has better parenting skills. Supposedly, she's exceptionally devoted and nurturing. If you ask me, she's not the be-all and end-all. Many moms care just as much about their children.They're also much more humble about themselves.
这段话是说，我嫂子总是吹牛，她觉得自己教育孩子的水平世界第一，理所当然，她自己就成了特别有献身精神、特别能付出的妈妈。可如果你问我，我觉得她并不是个完美的母亲。很多妈妈疼爱孩子的程度都不亚于她，而且人家还比她谦虚很多呢。
要我看，带孩子就要有耐心、有爱心、尊重孩子。虽然
It is not the be-all and end-all checklist for good parenting.
这不是教育孩子的必杀技，但总算也是个大原则吧。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My sister-in-law is constantly boasting. She doesn't know anyone who has better parenting skills. Supposedly, she's exceptionally devoted and nurturing. If you ask me, she's not the be-all and end-all. Many moms care just as much about their children. They're also much more humble about themselves. The Ironman Triathlon consists of nearly 4 kilometers of swimming, 180 kilometers of biking, and 42 kilometers of running. And it must be raced in that order without a break within 17 hours. Most athletes consider it to be the be-all and end-all of sports competitions. They don't know of any event that's tougher.
这段话是说，铁人三项赛的内容包括4公里游泳、180公里骑自行车和42公里长跑。选手们必须在17个小时之内按照这个顺序完成比赛，不能休息。很多运动员把铁人三项看成所有体育比赛的极限，没有什么比铁人三项更具挑战性了。
如果您有兴趣，铁人三项赛每年都在美国的夏威夷举行，您可以去参加，挑战自己的体能极限。我就算了，去夏威夷休闲的度假才对，那里有自然美景、温暖气候和超级海滩，难怪
Hawaii is the be-all and end-all for many tourists.
夏威夷是很多游客最爱的去处。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
The Ironman Triathlon consists of nearly 4 kilometers of swimming, 180 kilometers of biking, and 42 kilometers of swimming. And it must be raced in that order without a break within 17 hours. Most athletes consider it the be-all and end-all of sports competitions. They don't know of any event that's tougher.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 be-all and end-all。意思是顶尖的、最好的。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson。
谢谢各位的收听。
Be all and end all， 顶尖的、极限的。哎，当你啊，如果啊你真是个 be all and end all barbecue expert， 顶级烧烤王。那我可少不了要去品尝你的手艺哦。
没问题。Actually, I just hosted a barbecue party last weekend. I invited about 10 guests, but somehow more than 20 people showed up.
哈，你请了10个客人来烧烤派对，结果竟然来了20多个人啊。
是啊， some of them were complete strangers.
压根就不认识。哦，我想一定是闻着你那顶级烧烤的香味，流着口水过来蹭饭的吧。
Of course.正好咱们来听下面这个节目，看看白吃白喝用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Tony 在北京学汉语，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是 Jimmy 要问的不速之客。
Jimmy,How did your birthday party go last weekend?
不错，大家玩得很高兴。可是有些客人我根本不认识。这些不速之客用美语怎么说？
Aha, these guests are called party crashers. Crasher is spelled C-R-A-S-H-E-R.
哦，聚会上的不速之客是 party crasher. 现在想想 ，I got at least 3 party crashers. 客人太多，没注意，就让他们给混进来。
没错 ，Party crashers usually target big parties. They blend into the party so they don't get kicked out.
可不，他们混进来之后就猛吃猛喝，不太说话。
其实 ，having a couple freeloaders in your party was not that terrible.
Freeloader?
Yes, freeloader. F-R-E-E-L-O-A-D-E-R, freeloader, 白吃白喝的人。
哦、freeloader 就是蹭吃蹭喝的人。我生日 party 上那几个 party crasher 明显是冲着吃喝来的，他们就是典型的 freeloaders。
没错， some party crashers come for the food and drinks, while others just want to meet new people。
还好我那天准备的酒足够多，虽然有些不速之客，大家还是能尽兴。Party 结束以后，几个朋友喝多了，还在我家睡了一晚上呢。
Jimmy, it's nice of you to let them crash for the night at your place. You're such a good host.
怎么又是 crash?
Here, the word crash means to temporarily stay or sleep at a place. For example, a friend might ask you, "Can I crash on your sofa for the night?"
Oh, crash 就是暂住。那你说的 "Can I crash for the night on your sofa?" 也就是说，我能不能在你家沙发上凑合一晚上？
That's right. Now let's see what you've learned today.
第一，派对上的不速之客是 party crasher。第二，白吃白喝的人是 freeloader。第三，凑合睡一晚上可以说 crash here for the night。
Donnie, your barbecue party was crashed.
That's true, but I don't blame the freeloaders for coming. My chicken wings are irresistible after all.
我想也不一定是因为你烤的鸡翅太香了。或许呢，是因为派对上有几个美女才把这些人给吸引过来了呢。
That's equally true. All the best-looking ladies come to my parties.
Really? So, you must be enjoying your social life.
So far, so good.You, let's listen to the next program, Go English, 美语三级跳，讲的就是 social life.
美语三级跳。
各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目，问候朋友单元的终极课程。Jane 和 Lawrence 是很久没见的老朋友，两人圣诞前夜在街上偶遇，一块吃饭，聊天叙旧。
Winnie, in this first part, listen for the phrase to catch up, which means to talk with someone about what you have been doing.
Wow, Jen, it's so cool that we ran into each other on the street. I'm really interested to hear how you've been for the past year.
I know! It's really great that we have a chance to catch up. How have you been?
I've been well.I've been having trouble finding a job, but at least my social life is pretty good.
See, I'm the opposite. I have a great job and a nice apartment, but my social life is terrible.
So, Winnie, who has a better social life, Lawrence or Jen?
要说 social life, 社交生活，那 Lawrence 就比 Jen 强多了。Lawrence 说他虽然找不到工作，但是 has a great social life. Jen 则正相反。他有好工作，公寓很称心，可是啊，他的社交生活 terrible, 糟透了。
That's right. If, like Jen, you never have a chance to go out to parties and have fun, you can also say, I have no life. For example, during exams, I have no life because I have to study all day.
Oh, I have no life. 就是说没机会去参加派对，不能出去玩。Jen 的生活怎么会这么没意思啊？
Why is your social life so terrible? I remember that you used to go out and have fun all the time.
I know! But now I'm in medical school, so I have to study all the time. My love life is a disaster, too.
You know, I have a friend who you might like. I think you two would make a really great couple.
Come on, Lawrence. What's wrong with him? If he was such a great catch, he wouldn't be single.
哇哦 ，Jane 一边上班一边还在念医学院啊，难怪她没时间去认识男孩子，感情生活啊一片空白。
Exactly, but what does Lawrence offer to do?
Lawrence 说要给他做媒呢。不过 ，Professor Jane 好像不太愿意耶。他刚才说的 catch 是什么意思啊
？A catch is a really great boyfriend or girlfriend.For example, Joseph's girlfriend is beautiful, rich, and really funny. Where did he ever find a great catch like that?
Oh, 原来 catch 就是完美的情人。Jane 觉得如果 Lawrence 的朋友真像他说的那么好，还不早就被别的女孩抢走了。
No, he's a really great guy, and he's just your type. Trust me.
Well, what does he look like? Describe him.
He's pretty tall and has brown hair. Some people say he looks like Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is almost 50, and I don't have a thing for old guys.
Oh, come on, stop being so superficial. You'll love his personality. He's really smart and has a great sense of humor.
Well, all right. I'll give him a chance.
Professor Bowman, Jan 说, I don't have a thing for old guys. 这是什么意思啊?
If you have a thing for something, it means you really like it. Jen says she doesn't have a thing for older guys, like Brad Pitt, meaning she doesn't want an older guy to be her boyfriend.
哈? Jen 也太挑剔了吧。Lawrence 说自己的朋友长得像布拉德·皮特，他居然嫌皮特老啊，说自己不要老男人。难怪 Lawrence 说 Jen is being superficial, 就是肤浅，只看外表。不过注重外表也没有错嘛，男人不是也希望找漂亮的女朋友吗？
Great, I'll call him and tell him. But first, I need to take a picture of you.
What? Why do you need to take a picture of me?
Well, of course, I need to show my friend your picture to convince him to go on a date with you.
Oh, come on! Why is this guy so superficial?
See, I knew that you two would have something in common.
Ha! Lawrence 说自己的朋友和 Jen have something in common, 有共同之处，两人都 superficial. 在这个基础上能产生爱情吗？
Well, listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
看来啊，人生总是有得有失。Jen 她在事业学业都蒸蒸日上 ，But her social life is terrible， 社交生活糟透了。Her love life is a disaster too， 爱情生活也一无所获。
That may soon come to an end. Lawrence is willing to hook her up with a great guy.
没错啊 ，Lawrence 他说，这个人 is really smart and has a great sense of humor， 又聪明又幽默。He is just Jen's type。就是 Jane 喜欢的那种人。They would make a really great couple. 两人在一起肯定特合适。
Lawrence is a great friend. I only wish I had a friend like him to help me out.
哎 ,Dania, 你刚刚不是才说你的社交生活特棒吗？干嘛还需要朋友帮忙啊？
I meant my life in the office could use some help.
那倒是啦。如果啊，在办公室里遇到不顺心的事，也能够有一个像 Lawrence 这样的人帮你排解烦恼，那就好喽。
那也不是不可能啊。咱们来听听下面的礼节美语。
礼节美语。
David 跟 Sandra 聊天，谈到办公室里的勾心斗角是难以避免的，所以只能想办法面对。Sandra 说。
Maybe I need to toughen up. You know that old saying, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Maybe, but have you tried talking to Tim about this?
No, I'm not really a confrontational person.
Well, why don't you give it a shot? Use unemotional language and just be very clear and firm about how you feel. Tell him about the things you like about his work ethic, and then tell him the areas you don't like.
老话说
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
意思是如果承受不了压力就索性不要去干。David 问 Sandra 有没有试着去找 Tim 谈谈。Sandra 说自己不喜欢跟别人对抗。
Confrontation is spelled C-O-N-F-R-O-N-T-A-T-I-O-N. Confrontation.
Confrontation 是对抗的意思，变成形容词就是 confrontational。David 建议 Sandra 不妨找 Tim 谈一下试试看。
Give it a shot.
告诉 Tim 自己很欣赏他的
work ethic
工作态度，但是同时也把对他不满的地方告诉他。
That's a pretty good idea.
And remember, it takes two to tango. You can't have a power struggle without two people, at least two people. You can choose to participate or not.
You make some good points.
The next time Tim cuts you down in a meeting, don't react. Just let his comments hang there and people will see how petty he's being.
David 补充说,
It takes two to tango.
It takes two to tango, 就是中文里说的一个巴掌拍不响。还有另外一种说法是
It takes two to make a quarrel.
也是这个意思。David 建议下次 Tim 再故意贬低 Sandra, 最好不要去理他。这里所说的
Cut someone down.
有贬低某人的意思。后面还可以加上 to size.
To cut someone down to size.
David 说
Just let his comments hang there.
意思是不要去接他的话茬儿，这样别人就会看出他是多么的狭隘，小心眼儿。
I guess I have to remember that all of us are human, and humans have egos, and will lash out when threatened.
That's right. Sometimes I think our office is pretty much like the zoo. We're just office apes.
That's a funny thought. Thanks for your advice, David. I feel better already.
You're very welcome. See you tomorrow.
Sandra 也说人都有
Ego.
Ego 是自我自大的意思，在感到自身受到威胁的情况下就会
Lash out.
Lash out 意思是求助于口头或是肢体上的攻击。Sandra 最后对 David 表示感谢，说自己跟 David 谈了这么一会儿。
I feel better already.
我已经感觉好多了。
Hey, David 啊，真是个好人呢。在他的开解下 ,Sandra 感觉好多了。David 说 ,It takes two to tango, 一个巴掌拍不响。这真的很有道理耶。
Yeah, he also said if someone tries to embarrass you in a meeting, the best thing to do would be to not react at all. You should just let his comments hang there.
这个办法好，就不理他就是了嘛。好啦，那办公室政治呢，我们就说到这里。下面咱们轻松一下，看看别人玩扑克。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Patrick, I'm bored.
You're bored, huh?I got an idea. Let's watch the poker tournament on TV.
Yay!
Poker, P-O-K-E-R.
I know poker, 扑克牌。可是我只听说过 poker face. 我还真的没听说过还有 poker tournament, 扑克牌比赛。
It's really exciting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look, okay. See, that guy was just dealt a really good hand.
哪一只是好手啊?
No. Your hand...is the set of card that you are given.
Mm-hmm.
If you have good cards, you have a good hand.
有一手好牌就是 have a good hand.
Yes. And in fact, you can use that expression in other situations. You can say you were dealt, D-E-A-L-T, a good hand when you are put in a good situation and a bad hand for a bad situation.
我可以说今天I was dealt a very bad hand.
Why?
Because I have to watch poker on TV with you.
Well, Yangchen, in that case, you were dealt a fantastic hand.
Whatever.
When a player has a hand that puts them at a big advantage, you can say that they are holding all the cards.
因为是在你的公寓，所以你觉得 you are holding all the cards.
See, you were learning all the useful poker terms. Isn't poker fun?
放你个头了。如果你不换台, I'm leaving.
No way. You're bluffing.
你觉得我在吓唬你?
Ow!
Oh, poor Patrick. Are you hurt?
No. 我的脸皮很厚。
Oh, that's a terrible poker face.
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
当你我有个主意哦，这个周末呢，咱们去你家烧烤，尝尝你的 Beyond and All Chicken Wings， 然后呢，再来一个 Poker Tournament。扑克牌大赛怎么样啊
？Good idea, let's party.
好吧，那我们今天节目就到这里喽。节目的撰稿人是小北，编辑是蔚然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。
Bye.